from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This year's Royals team is more talented and a better team than the 2014 Royals were. I'm just going to say it right away, and then I will explain my decision behind it. That first, the starting rotations are not comparable. This one is definitively better. With the addition of Michael Wacha now coming on white hot for two straight months, they have four guys with a sub-4 ERA in this rotation. They have four guys with a sub-3.5 ERA for a good chunk of the season in here. No, the bullpen on the other team is better. I understand that that's the weak part to my argument here. They do not have HDH. They're never going to have HDH. That bullpen is maybe incomparable to maybe any back end of a bullpen in Major League Baseball history. All right, so check mark to them in that. But I will say, the separation in the rotations to me is greater this year to 2014 than the bullpen difference between the 2 years. Now let's get to the offense. They had a lot of really good players on that team. Lorenzo Cain, I think, being the best of that entire unit. If I just go side to side, I mean, come on. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player on the planet. He's good for 1.5 of those players in the lineup during there. They still have Salvi, except I'd argue they have better hitting Salvi than they did then. He's only gotten better behind the plate or hitting at the plate than then. Vinny is a better middle-of-the-order hitter than Hosmer was. Left-side hitter, plays some first base, has a similar amount of power. Hits for better average. I think he does similar things as Eric Hosmer did. The only argument you could make is maybe depth, because maybe they were better at Garrett Hampson or Adam Frazier level at this. I think it's a better lineup. I think it's a more talented lineup, a more consistent lineup. It scores more runs per game than that offense did. I just think it's a better team. I think this year's team is better than 2014.
I'll be honest, though. I don't know what...
Not 15. I'm not willing to go there yet.
Yeah, I don't know what the real argument, though, against your point, though, is. Because yeah, but when you balance it out, we're talking about not who had the better bullpen in 2014. Duh. We're talking about who had...
Who's the better argument, I'm going to lose in a hurry.
Who's the better baseball team? I mean, they had two all-star pitchers out of the rotation this year, right then and there. Like, that might...
And they have two other guys pitching almost as good as them.
That might end up being into the case. And nobody, you're not saying that this team is going to the World Series. That's not the argument that you're trying to make.
No, but I'm telling you that they have just as good of a chance as that team did going into the postseason.
That is why anytime we get pushback when we have discussed this team over the last month, when they'll have a bad 3 or 4 game stretch and we're like, hey, this isn't good enough. Get in the dance. That team won 89 games. This team is pacing for just above that, right? Yep. At this point in time. So win, regular season win-loss record, not much different. You got in the dance. At that point, you won a 1-game wild card. This year, it'll be a best of 3. So with the pitching staff, you would like your chances even more. This year, there's not a team that's going to win 100 games at all of baseball. Not going to happen, barring somebody just getting hot
for like 38 games. I mean, there's not even enough wiggle room.
With 6 weeks left, Jeff Passan put out the exact numbers. The best records in baseball, Phillies have 73 wins with 6 weeks left. The Dodgers, 73 wins with 6 weeks left. The Orioles, 73. Guardians, 72. The Royals right now are 69-55, and yet they have the second best run differential.
Only 4 wins back.
So nobody's running away. No, there's not going to be a 105 win team. And oh man, that is just clearly the best team in baseball. No, that does not.
You know the last time that didn't happen? There wasn't a 100 win team?
Well, same.
2014.
That's the point. Like, and so no, I don't think you're wrong that this team could be better. It doesn't guarantee them anything. Like, they have to get it done in the postseason if and when they get there. And you and I both believe they will be in the postseason this year when the dust settles, whether it's division or whether or not it's a wild card team. That, of course, is up in the air for the final 37 plus games or so. But yeah, I mean, I was looking at the 2014 team some more. You know, power numbers are not everything, but do you know the most home runs any one player had that year on the Royals 2014
25?
Team? Not even that.
Wow, 20?
19.
That's it?
2014 Royals. Alex Cord had 19 home runs that year. Mike Moustakas had 15. Salvi had 17. So, I mean, so that's one just from a lineup perspective.
The offense also, and the rotation are clear winners in this department.
Right. I mean, they have an MVP candidate this year. They didn't have that in 2014. I agree with you. Salvador Perez is just a better hitter now than he was at that point in time. But the power numbers, I mean, just there are multiple guys on this year's team that have more than the highest, you know, that are going to end up with more than the highest home run total from 2014 RBI wise. I mean, that year, the leader in RBI for the team. Do you have any guess who that was?
I would guess probably, it's Gordon.
Yeah.
Because he led in homers,
but only by 4 over 74.
Vinny's
well, he's got 90 something. Vinny's like going to end up with over. They're going to have multiple guys with over 90 this year. Bobby's going to, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it's not, it's really not close. Remember, that was a team that a lot of people at the All-Star break thought Ned should have been fired, and therefore that was where the team was at. Like, and so I don't think it's that crazy at all that the 2014 team compared to this one on a roster perspective, that this team is better.
If you got an argument on the other side, 913-586-765. Tell us why we're 7965. Tell us why we're wrong. If you think we're wrong, tell us why we're wrong. I'm curious to know, because you're right. If you really start going through the order and you're telling yourselves, well, I don't know, man. Garrett Hampson and Adam Frazier are everyday players for this team. Where was the back end? Wasn't even the back end. Omar Infante played 135 games for the 2014 Royals. And Mike Moustakas played 140 games. And that wasn't the Mike Moustakas you knew. He hit .212 that year with a .271 on base percentage. So if you're telling me, well, MJ is essentially their six-hole hitter, can it be that case? I'm just telling you, Mike Moustakas hit fit for this team a huge chunk of the year and had a .270 on base percentage. So like those players are at least comparable. Bobby Wood Jr. is way ahead of everyone else. And as we pointed out, Salvador Perez was a good offensive player then, but he's even better now. And from the bench perspective, let's not waste our time. That's not what we're talking about. When we're talking,
you know,
about,
talk about Danny Valencia,
which team? No. Him and Billy Butler getting in fights over like shoe deals. No, I don't want to talk about that, at least on the back end. I was just, it meant to be a confidence boost, because you're right. That stat put out by Jeff Passan speaks to the mediocrity of baseball this year, or the balanced nature, if that's the way you want to look at it. The Royals are only 4 games back of the best record in baseball. They have the second best run differential in baseball. They are just as good as any team in the league. And this goes back to the same argument. People were like, can you really say they're better than the Twins? Like, yes, I can. They're 1 game difference in the standings. And the Royals have the decided run differential advantage by about 40 runs over that team. Yeah, I can say that they're better. Their rotation is better than just about every other team in the league, aside from maybe the Mariners or the Phillies.
This whole season, though, we kind of glossed over it a little bit as we were making the case for why this year's team versus 2014. But just the baseball season that we are watching, not just from a Royals perspective, but everybody in baseball, the fact that we aren't going to have a team with 100 wins, it looks like, for the first time in a decade. The fact that the best record is pacing for 95. Remember way back when in May, even when things, you know, when things were also still going really well for the Royals, we're talking about, and you know, is 90 wins enough to win the division? And look, now fast forward, we know the Guardians have been way better than everybody thought. The Royals have been way better. The Twins have been better. The entire AL Central has been better. But if I would have told you in April that the best record in all of baseball would be 95 wins, you probably would have been like, what are you talking about?
Someone's getting to 104. So
then, like, you would have been like, well, then what is to win the Central? What is it, 80? You know, you would have been like, what? And then fast forward. No, like the Guardians or whoever, I guess the Royals put them in this category. Whoever wins the Central could end up still with the most wins in baseball, which is only going to be 94, 95 wins.
After all that, we thought 87 would get the Central, and it's going to be 94, but it turns out that would have gotten the entire American League.
Crazy.
What do you think wins the American League at this point? Right now, the Royals are pacing for 90 and a half, so 91 wins if you round up, 90 if you round down. But the best teams in baseball are only pacing at like 95. So where
wins
do you
the American League? Central or has
American
the best record?
League.
Oh, just has
what do you think wins the American, like, is the number one seed in the American League? 96? 97?
I think
someone will get above the 95 number, but it won't be 100.
I think 97, I would think you got about a 97 probably has you with an 80%+ chance to have the number one seed in the American League this year. In the past, that would never have been good enough. But as we said, this is a weird year. And by the way, weird years are, that's good news for the Royals.
I would give you the stats because, like, it'd be easy enough to be like, well, how many would they need, right, to get there?
But yeah, what's the pace for the Royals to 95?
The Royals would need to win 28 of their final 38 games. So they need to go 28-10.
To get to what?
97.
Okay. They don't need to get to 97.
I don't think they're going 28-10 to wrap up the season.
I still would lock in. Actually, let me ask you that. Like, we were going to do this tomorrow. We could talk deeper. But the over-under right now, if you went on FanDuel to just make an updated win total over-under bet.
Sure.
Is set at 87.5 wins over-under. 913-586-7965 on the text line, also on the phones. Who's not taking the over on that?
I take the over. What are you, a hater?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's loser mentality to take the under at that number. Now they're pacing 3 wins above that with only 38 to play.
So what's the number you would lock in then? Because I'm with you. I'd take the
90.
Over. Like,
just told me 90, I'd take it. It guarantees me the playoffs. I feel like I got to take it.
But not the division, but it guarantees you a playoff spot.
No, but it might get me the division. It might not, but it might.
I feel like
90 might get. I think like 91, 92 is getting the division.
I think 92.
But I take the risk. Because 90 is getting me in the postseason, and that's what I want desperately more than anything. I just told you everyone else is mediocre. Get through the wild card round, and you might find yourself in equal footing with a lot of other teams in the divisional round.
Plenty of flawed baseball teams in the American League. I just saw the Yankees last night blow a game in the extra innings against the Tigers up in Williamsport for the Little League World Series and the Little League Classic, whatever that they do. Their bullpen didn't hold a lead for them. And they've got their own problems, too. That's the Yankees, who people think are the best team maybe in the American League.
The Orioles
have injuries throughout their rotation. You know, yes, they have Gunnar Henderson in a great lineup, but they've got injuries in their rotation. And you just keep going through some of these American League teams. There's flaws on every single one.
Yeah. I mean, the Royals, too. They can just be like,
well,
what about your bullpen? But, you know.
But that's my point, is like every single team in the American League. You know, right now, one of the scarier teams in the American League, just because of experience. I think the Houston Astros might be one of the scariest teams right now, the way they're playing.
Well, they have played in been in the title game for the American League like 5 straight years or something. I mean, haven't they just played in the ALCS like 5 straight years?
They've done what the Chiefs have done in terms of going to American League championships and versus, you know, AFC title games for the Chiefs. I mean, it's
the ALCS. I feel like they've been there like, is it 4 years in a row, 5 years in a row? Do you remember what the run is for them? It's pretty impressive. They played in the ALCS last year, won the World Series the year before that, lost the World Series before that. Were in the ALCS the year before that, lost the World Series. Oh my God, it's way more than I thought. They have played in the ALCS 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consecutive years. They've been ALCS.
It's like the Chiefs.
They went to the World Series 4 of those years. So they've been in World Series for the last 7 years. Yeah, I'm officially rooting for them. Come on, Mariners. Come back through. Knock the Astros off their perch. I don't want that team anywhere near the postseason.
I think the Astros are winning the AL West right now. You know, potentially could end up being the number one. You know, there's a chance that they could end up being, you know, the top seed in the American. They'd have to get pretty hot to get to the number one seed. You wouldn't like that. But even if they're not the number one seed and they just win the division, if the Royals stay as the sixth spot, you could be talking about the Royals going to Houston in the opening round of the postseason.
Nightmare fuel. That's how to get a short postseason run. Not that they can't beat them, but that's just not the team. They've been in 7 straight ALCSs. You should want to avoid them until the last conceivable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.